Yeah, my heavens. I just had a piece of melon, and I think it's somewhere between my Adam's apple and the midpoint in my esophagus. So, excuse me. If it sounds like I'm choking, maybe I am under the circumstances. However, I'll make it through. Kenny, you might be the star of the Good Day program because everybody else is off here and there. Although I'm not sure about Richie. I didn't get that. Jennifer's gone to Denver for a couple of days on business. So Roberta is stuck somewhere on business. Well, she's in Las Vegas, right? All right. The ladies have... they're big business tycoons. And then Richie having his treatment. But I think today he may be around. Anyway, whatever the point is of your interest in my family, the real bottom line of what we do here on the Good Day program is to get into the news nuggets of the day, the most important stories of the day, and sometimes some of the ancillary stories of the day. And just the big thing today is the president's interview with Charlie Rose, in which they discuss the NSA and secret data gathering and the transparency of it all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe that Ken, in his masterful role as the king of our social media, had done a little bit of research, and you may find this to be compelling. There is a list in the trending on Good Day box at DougStephan.com, the words that make the NSA think you are a terrorist. You may want to check that list out so that whenever those words pop into your mind, you can maybe do your best to steer clear of words like dictionary, sweeping, ionosphere, military intelligence, Scully. Huh? But Scully, like as in the X Factor? That's Scully?
X-Files.
X-Files? What are X-Factor? The X-Files? Is that... There's something...
That's the only Scully that comes to mind.
This is a huge list of words that cause the NSA to flag you as a potential terrorist if you overuse them in an email. Let's see here. I'm looking at that... Wait till you see this list. Pixar. I'm just picking a few out. TWA. Huh? TWA hasn't... What was it, 1996 or 1998? When it was 96, I think. When the 747 went down in Long Island Sound. I'm just picking here. Meta hacker. Terrorism defensive information. It's ludicrous. And a lot of these things are abbreviations, are they not, Kenny? I'm looking at all of this stuff. There's got to be 400 words here or things that would trip interest, supposedly, on the part of the NSA. Good God. All right, so we posted
Capricorn?
These. Right. What about Scorpio?
Yeah, I don't see that one in there.
Ah, all right.
Capricorn.
So, let's see here. I'm looking at, you posted that, so let's see what people have to say. If you want to give us your thoughts, go to facebook.com/good day and see if you use any of these. Now, are you scared? Ooh, 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 ooh. The president, meanwhile, Michael, you have this excerpt from the interview with Charlie Rose, right? The president and Charlie Rose talking. Rose asks the president what he plans to change about the surveillance programs that are in operation in our country. I think we were going to have that. Right. That would be 191, thank you.
Are you going to issue any kind of instructions to the Director of National Intelligence, Mr. Clapper, and say, I want you to change it at least in this way?
Here's what we need to do. What I've said is that what is a legitimate concern, a legitimate critique, is that because these are classified programs, even though we have all these systems of checks and balances, Congress is overseeing it, federal courts are overseeing it, despite all that, the public may not fully know, and that can make the public kind of nervous, right? Because they say, well, Obama says it's okay, or Congress says it's okay, I don't know who this judge is, I'm nervous about it. What I've asked the intelligence community to do is see how much of this we can declassify without further compromising the program, number one. And they are in that process of doing so now. so that everything that I'm describing to you today, people, the public, newspapers, etc., can look at. Because frankly, if people are making judgments just based on these slides that have been leaked, they're not getting the complete story. Number two, I've stood up a privacy and civil liberties oversight board made up of independent citizens, including some fierce civil libertarians. I'll be meeting with them. And what I want to do is to set up and structure a national conversation, not only about these two programs, but also about the general problem of these big data sets, because this is not going to be restricted to government entities.
Wait a minute. Something good did come of all of this. I didn't hear a discussion. Did anybody hear before Snowden did his thing that these plans were in the works, that we were going to change surveillance programs and techniques? Was that in the works, or is this just a coincidence? Right? The president all along knew we had to make some changes. We're going to make some changes. There'll be some changes made today. Or was Mr. Snowden a catalyst when he leaked that information? What do you think, Kenny?
I don't know. I hate to give Snowden too much credit. I have not been a fan of his from the get-go, and
right.
I still find a lot of what he has to say very suspicious.
Suspicious, but back to the original question, was the change in the NSL procedure, NSA procedures in the works before Snowden? Or did these come about because of all of the focus?
I'm sure it got accelerated because of Snowden at the very least.
All right, what do you think? 888-302-3684. You can follow all of this in the highlights box, the Twitter and the Facebook conversations that Kenny is monitoring. The Arizona ID law, the voter ID law, and how this could be struck down. I understand it better now because I actually read what the decision was about, and it's not, it is, but it isn't what you think it is, which is pretty much the way that stuff always comes down, right? It isn't, it is, but it isn't what you think it is. In reality, the technical nuance of all the words. And if you had any doubt that the words that you use are important, or how they are used in general, whether it's by lawyers or in general conversation, back and forth. If the nuance of a word, it kind of reminds me of what Bill Clinton got into when we had to define is. What's the definition of is? Right?
Yes.
And you get right down to it. That's kind of how all these decisions are made. And so a bunch of Native Americans in Arizona said, we don't have any birth certificates, we have no proof of being American citizens, but we're American citizens. So they are the ones who challenge the rule, and not that having a rule doesn't make sense, because it does. This is nuanced by one particular group in one particular situation, and so the Supreme Court decides 7-2 to give it to them. They don't have proof of citizenship, so, and you can't prove that they aren't citizens, so here we go. And then I'd like to know, maybe back to the illegals that come across the border in Arizona. That's really what the law was trying to protect us from. So what happens? They laugh all the way to the voter booth now? Ha, 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 ha. We got you. Right? I mean, that's really kind of what this is about, unless I missed my guess. Tell me I'm right. Or tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I think part of it was, my understanding of it was that Because of the federal elections, that the rules have to be the same
everywhere.
And one state can't decide to do this, and if they let one state do this, then another state will decide to do that, and
can't have that.
People will be moving from state to state based on where it's easiest to vote, and it should be the same.
Yeah, but it isn't. Anyway.
Right.
It's not the same. There are some states that do require voter ID and other states that don't. So, does this all make any sense? No!
No, of course not.
No sense whatsoever. 888-302-3684. Let me tell you something that does make sense. Taking care of your cholesterol Cardiol is the way to do it. I've been on this program for 2 years. My LDL cholesterol is the bad cholesterol down 24%. So it's in a great place. I have enjoyed all my life wonderful health and still do. But as I want to know what's going on in my body, I figured out, along with the help of Dr. Ken, that I need to have a better balance between the high cholesterol, the good cholesterol, and the bad cholesterol. The ratios weren't right. So I got on this program with Cardiol. Now they are, and I am pleased. So we have an opportunity for you to have the same program and the same results. A free 30-day trial of Cardiol, which we've been offering since we started this program, by dialing 888-809-6424, is now enhanced by the introduction of a very impressive CoQ10 product called CoQSol. It is a, it's about three, four times better, I think I heard the fellow, this is Dave McMahon's company, and I know we've had him on the program from time to time talking about the various nuances of the products that he offers. And CoQSol capsules are aimed at working your system. If you have plaque and evidence of heart disease, you're probably on a statin drug, but you need a high absorbing CoQ10, and that's why Solana Health's CoQ10 called CoQSol is so good. Because if you've been on the statins, you know you have muscle pain and aches, and sometimes very serious. The CoQSol alleviates the side effects of taking a statin drug. So there are tremendous benefits from having both of these products handy by. And here's how you can get a free 30-day trial of both CoQSol and CoQ, I'm sorry, and Cardiol. You call 888-809-6424, or you go online to Cardiol.net/Doug. That's CARDIOL.net/DOUG. Or call 888-809-6424 and get the free 30-day trial of Cardiol plus the 30-day trial of CoQSol. I get calls every week here asking how all this stuff works. It works extraordinarily well. And you probably need to have it to keep your body healthy and tuned, especially as you get older. So CoQSol is the product you're asking for, as well as Cardiol. Why not get a free 30-day trial? You pay shipping and handling for each of them, and that's the only cost at 888-809-6424.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today. Not tomorrow, but today. Do you ever wonder, people make fun of me the way I say blueberry and strawberry, and that's it. Is today the way to pronounce that? It's spelled T-O-D-A-Y. So correctly it would be today, not today. How about
today?
But blueberries and blackberries, I mean, it's, they spell and sound like that. I got it right.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How this new program, this is the first time this is on the air, right? And the winner is the new musical game show.
Right.
Was it on early, what, last week or last year, Michael? I don't remember.
I think it was on last week.
Was it? Okay. Anyway, this, as I understand it, correct me where I'm wrong, Kenny and Michael, this is a new show that's sort of like Let's Make a Deal for musicians. There are two people, for example, in this circumstance, the first duel last night, the Newman sisters, they're twins, start the program with Proud Mary. So they sing that for a minute or two, and then the competition is Jesse Pringle, and he competes with As Long As You Love Me. Why don't you play a little excerpt of that? The host of this program, who's the guy that plays Monty Hall and goes and says, okay, you can, we'll give you some cash or you can go on, because there's a $1 million prize, I guess, at the end of the rainbow here, right, for the ultimate winner.
They're supposed to be, whenever they get down to, I don't know how many contestants they start with to whittle down to.
Well, there's a lot of them here. I look at, there's a list of 2 pages long of people involved in the show last night. So anyway, this is Pringle, and the first group you heard are the Newman sisters. They are offered money before they find out who the judges say won the round, right? Who are the judges and who's the host of this? Anybody know? I at least got the concept, folks. Give me credit for that. For that. It's amazing how people can come up with some of these concepts.
Nick anyway. Lachey
is
the host.
He's an affable guy. All right.
Yeah.
So here, let's listen. Michael, play cut 1824, listening to the conversation as to how they decide whether to take the money or not.
All right. The votes are in.
This is Nick Lachey.
Show us the numbers.
And the assumption is that people are calling in around the country. Is that right?
70-31. Yeah. In twins, you might have 70. Jesse, you might have 31. Or maybe you have 70 and you have 31. We don't yet know. Show me the money. $10,000 cash. Now, if you take the money, you leave the competition immediately, your opponent moves on to the next round and is that much closer to $1 million. But if you have the highest score, taking this money would be a big mistake, because in the next round, there's even more money that's going to be offered. If neither of you take the cash offer, the loser will leave our stage with absolutely nothing. Newman Twins, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Did you win this duel?
Absolutely.
I'm
very confident.
So they don't take the money.
Jesse? Does that 70 belong to Jesse Pringle?
Of course it does.
So somebody's going to lose.
I'm not doing it.
All right.
I'm not doing it.
Guys, I'm going to give you 3 seconds to take that money. 3, 2, 1. Time's up. Cash offer is gone.
I understand. This is interesting.
Neither of you decided to take the offer, which means that one of you just turned your back on $10,000. Coming up, let's find out who the winner is.
All right, I'm going to cheat. It was the Pringle. It was Jesse Pringle who won. Newman Twins go home, no money. Okay, I understand. That's not actually not an.
Yeah.
If you get some interesting singers or good singers, not a bad premise. All right. So he gave you the first round of and the winner is a new musical game show. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Best-selling author Lily Capel's newest work is The Astronaut Wives Club, the true story of the women behind the men on the moon.
I think what drew me to The Astronaut Wives is that, although people don't realize this, they were almost in their own crazy space program. Their husbands were picked, the first Mercury astronauts in 1959, and dramatically their lives changed. In a way, they were like America's first reality stars. They're living on air bases all across the country. All of a sudden, their husbands are picked as our Cold War heroes, and all of a sudden, they're on the cover of Life magazine, and they were given this role throughout the space race from 1959 through the end of the Apollo missions in 72 and beyond, which was portraying the perfect American family to the rest of the world, the perfect astrowife, how you can have your husband sit on this stick of dynamite and keep everything all American and together back at home, back on Earth. I mean, my real goal was to see each woman individually, where back in the day, this sort of cookie cutter had cut her out, which was the astro-wife mold. The women played a pivotal role in a decade-long mission to land man on the moon. And I hope that what readers take away from the Astronaut Wives Club is that what makes an American hero is not just the man, but often it's the strong woman in the background.
Best-selling author Lily Capel. Her newest book is The Astronaut Wives Club. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is an award-winning radio program, mostly because of the components that include those who are here to stimulate your mind. And they would include me, other members of my family, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler. Jennifer is out today, as is Roberta. We'll have a little television news. I can't do the Queen of Cheap, so nobody can do that like Roberta.
No, she makes all these funny sounds and everything.
Right. Exactly. She always has the special deals at 7-Eleven. Speaking of that, there was a huge raid on a bunch of 7-Eleven stores, and Richie has that story for us in a minute, looking at some of the other things that are going on or listening to some of your input. As a matter of fact, Kenny, who's monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, what's the latest? I always wonder whether people will take on things like the Man of Steel. Did you go see that Superman movie? Wow, is it great? Yada, yada, yada. Or is it all about the issues of the day? That's not necessarily an issue.
Well, a lot of the stuff on our social media is about things that we've been talking about.
Right.
Our latest comments are about the search for the body of Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
The feds are up outside of Detroit digging after a tip. And Tyler says, what a waste.
Mm-hmm.
Kim also says it's a total waste.
Yeah.
Vern says on Twitter, I don't believe it. What a big waste of money.
Your tax dollars.
Why do the feds care? Why isn't Geraldo Rivera out there with a news crew searching for Jimmy Hoffa? Why are we spending federal dollars trying to find Jimmy? What, are they going to book him?
Right.
You know? I don't get that.
Neither does anybody else. It becomes folly. Foolish.
Is it cold case files and we have to solve this mystery?
Well.
Where's Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
I know. It's foolishness. I think most people agree on that, hopefully, anyway. 888-302-3684. A couple of things here. The House yesterday passed a bill, or I guess they're on their way to do it today, that will ban abortions after 20 weeks, but the Senate will ignore it. You can pretty much predict that, given who's in control. But why is this still something that floats around? Why does this still come back to, and am I speaking as a man? Would a woman have a different point of view on this? Most of the time we get into this discussion, it's mostly men who respond. It's never usually women who respond to this. And I just wonder, about why it goes on and on and on. If it isn't just political grandstanding, then what is it?
It's not. It's important to a lot of people, and a lot of people have very opposing views, and that's why it keeps going on and on and on. You're not going to convince people to change their mind.
Yeah, but you're not going to convince people either that anything's going to get done, because nothing's going to get done.
You're right.
But it's important to people, so that's why they still try to do things on it, and it goes nowhere.
All right, then you'll be happy to know, Richie, I will not rant on that. I think there actually is a rant in the news today. United Airlines flight was diverted to Canada. Passenger ranted about the CIA spying. Flight attendants tied the guy up.
The other passengers tackled the guy.
Right. Yep. And
he was saying, "You're all being poisoned by the government."
Yes. Which government was he referring to?
So they just they pummeled him, tied him up, and feds came and got him when they landed.
Well, why'd they land in Canada? Why aren't they waiting until they get back?
I didn't know that they landed in Canada.
No, it was diverted to Canada.
Yeah. You know, I find that funny. Every time there's an international flight that's heading towards the U.S. that has some kind of dangerous activity going on.
Yes.
They always go to Canada, "Hey, listen, this might turn out bad. You might have been laying on your soil. You might have been running into one of your buildings, blow up one of, you know." What is up with Canada? Unless you're just landing it in the middle of nowhere, some ice field in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, when you first come over into Nova Scotia is actually kind of nice. You land there, or you come into most of the time, this must have happened after Reykjavik, because they normally would land if there was a problem in Reykjavik.
Why isn't Canada going, "Man, not again. Come on, guys."
Yeah. "Leave us alone. If you love a rush, leave us alone." The president is on the hot seat when it comes to the NSA. And interestingly enough, the president said to Charlie Rose in an interview that aired last night that there were plans all along to change the way the NSA conducted its surveillance programs. It just happened to be a coincidence.
Really?
Yeah. And that those things are going to take place now that Edward Snowden has done his damage.
We were just getting ready to change.
Just ready to do it. Right, exactly.
If someone leaks all this information about NSA surveillance,
Charlie Rose talking to the president,
as Mr. Snowden did, did it cause national security damage to the United States, and therefore should he be prosecuted?
I'm not going to comment on prosecution.
Okay.
The case has been referred to the DOJ for criminal investigation.
And possible extradition.
Possible extradition. I will leave it up to them to answer those questions.
What's your fear about this?
Look, we have to make decisions about how much classified information and how much covert activity we are willing to tolerate as a society. And, you know, we could not have carried off the bin Laden raid if it was on the front page of the papers. I think everybody understands that. Right, so that would be
But I don't understand what the relevance of that is.
Well, no. The reason I'm saying that we're going to have to find ways where the public has an assurance that there are checks and balances in place, that they have enough information about how we operate, that they know that their phone calls aren't being listened into, their text messages aren't being monitored, their emails are not being read by some big brother somewhere. They've got to feel that confidence.
So far, their check and balance is hiding in Hong Kong somewhere.
Not potentially subject to abuse because there are sufficient checks and balances on it, while still preserving our capacity to act against folks who are trying to do us harm. And it's not just terrorists. There were a handful of yokels up in New York who stole $45 million out of ATMs over the course of, I think it was 18 hours. And the public expects me and the Justice Department and others to protect them from those things, to make sure that their bank accounts aren't being compromised, their medical records aren't being compromised. All that stuff requires the government to have some capacity to engage with the private sector
And we ought to have a debate about it all.
So we've got to have a debate about it.
Okay.
Right. So who agrees with that?
Until then, we know everything you're talking about to anybody.
We have posted at DougStefan.com today. If you look in the trending box just underneath our video of the day, you will see the words that make the NSA think you're a terrorist. There are audio. There's an audio component to this, but most of it is email. And the list is, if you check on the list, Richie, it goes on forever. Ever, and ever.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. One of those words is apparently Stefan.
Stefan.
Yes.
Right. I'm not surprised.
That always raises a red flag.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There are plenty of things to look out for
when that name comes up.
I hear when we say Stefan on the radio every time, it raises a red flag at the NSA and they listen to the show. So they should be listening right now.
Stefan.
We say Doug Stefan's good day.
Stefan.
Now they are listening.
Stefan.
Good morning, NSA.
Stefan. Okay. We have also today the story about the 7-Elevens that were raided by Homeland Security. Now, this is a story, and Richie, I will leave it to you to make it clear as to what they were doing.
Well, this is amazing. Apparently, the feds seized 14 7-Eleven stores. Not just, like, things in the store. They seized the whole store on Long Island and in Virginia, around where I am and a little bit south of me. They're investigating 40 other 7-Eleven franchises in New York and elsewhere in one of the largest criminal immigrant employment investigations ever conducted by the Justice Department and Homeland Security. Apparently, what's been going on is a ring of Pakistani managers of the stores have been getting Filipino and Pakistani immigrants to come work in the stores. They would use stolen Social Security numbers. One of the Social Security numbers was stolen from a former employee. So they would use the stolen Social Security numbers, issue them paychecks. The managers would keep the paychecks, and let's say the paycheck was for $800 for the week of work. They would pay them $300 for it and then pocket the money. They were using Social Security numbers of the dead and children. And they were bringing these people in. So basically they said it was plantation, modern-day plantation
slavery.
Hmm. And this is going on at 40 to 50 of these 7-Elevens up and down the East Coast from New
Somebody's
York to Virginia.
Right. Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. So 7-Eleven corporate in Dallas is saying, whatever you need, here. Yeah. Here's all of the pay records. Here's everything that we got. The guy that used to be an employee there that they stole his Social Security number from to give to a new employee has been getting threatening letters from the IRS saying you're making all this money and not paying taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So now that guy's having to deal with the IRS. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But basically, there's 11 stores closed right now and another 40 being investigated. And basically, it's slave labor.
But it all belongs to the same outfit.
Yes.
These are franchises.
Yes.
And in some circumstances, the franchises are very lucrative, as they would be for anything like this.
Farouk and Bushra Beg, a married couple of American citizens who live on Long Island and own and manage 12 of the stores. They're the big one that they're looking at now, but there's other franchises as well.
Sharing the American dream. Let's hear it for the American dream.
This whole slavery thing, modern day slavery thing, it's rampant, and it's right under our noses, and we don't even see it.
15 before the hour on the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Coming up, the story of some hosts in Atlanta who got fired yesterday. We'll tell you why they get fired. Right now, though, let me remind you about something that'll be neat later on this week as we actually get into summertime. I haven't been in the swimming pool yet. Anybody been in the swimming pool yet?
Yep.
You have. Okay. So maybe the water's been cold and the air's been cold. It hasn't been gray here. But we can always hope for a wonderful summer. And I'm thinking about that because I'm thinking about what happens when people start focusing on how they want to look. The announcement, I think, 3 months ago, we had a special diet program. And you go on this diet and you lose a few pounds, but it takes you a long time. The way to whiten your teeth, the way to whiter, brighter teeth is not a month or 3 months or 4 months long process. It's 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Whitening your teeth in 5 minutes can now be done with power swabs. Having white teeth can make you look younger and feel so much better. Can help you look as much as 13 years younger, according to a recent clinical study. And it's so simple to do. with Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system. Power Swabs, clinically proven to remove stains from your teeth in 5 minutes a day. I'm talking coffee stains, smoking stains, wine stains, you name it, they'll come off. And if you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonding, Power Swabs will remove stains on them as well. Get the 5-minute solution to brighter, whiter teeth. No sand in the toothpaste. None of those trays that you stick in your mouth for an hour. This is an all-natural coconut detergent that you can get to whiten up those teeth fast, fast, fast. Call 800-865-7602. Speaking of fast, that's 800-865-7602. Do it now, quickly, while you're thinking about it. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll save 50% off the retail price, and you'll get free shipping. Doug Steffen, that's what you want to mention when you call for Power Swabs to be delivered to you. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or for the New York pork chop. Way to go, Judy! You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap! Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Radio got as much attention as television, not necessarily positive attention, yesterday for the reasons that are clear when you figure out what happened on this radio station. The radio program in Atlanta is called Mayhem in the AM, and the three people on the air, a guy named Nick Cellini, Chris Firmino, and Steak Shapiro, were let go yesterday after they went on the air to make fun of former New Orleans Saints player Steve Gleason, who has ALS, is in a wheelchair, and has lost his motor skills. So these a-holes made fun of him on the air, and as soon as the boss heard it, he walked into the studio at commercial break, "You're fired, get the hell out of here," which is completely appropriate as far as I'm concerned. Good God, these people haven't got a clue. CBS yesterday announced their fall premiere schedule. Most shows kicking off after the Primetime Emmy Awards. Only Survivor will premiere before that, Wednesday, the 18th of September. So there's a little television news along with your radio news. You snooze, you lose here on Good Day.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Women in space, women in combat, women have come a long way. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with the military, where recently more jobs have been opened up to women. Last year alone, more than 14,000 positions in the armed services became available to women. There is word women may have to wait 2 years before becoming eligible for elite combat groups. The Pentagon is set to release plans later today that may detail a path toward allowing women to become Army Rangers or Navy SEALs. From the ground, we look up to space, with no gender gap in the new class of astronaut candidates for NASA. Janet Cavandi at NASA says 4 men and 4 women have been chosen from among 6,100 applicants.
We never determined how many people of each gender we're going to take, but these were the most qualified people of the ones that we interviewed. They earned every bit the right to be there.
In other words, they all have the right stuff, as did the original Mercury 7 astronauts more than half a century ago. This group of 8 men and women will assemble at the Johnson Space Center in August and begin training for missions to an asteroid and possibly even to Mars. And today happens to be the 30th anniversary of the launch of America's first female astronaut.
And liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut. And the shuttle has pulled the tower.
Sally Ride was launched into space on June 18, 1983 aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger on what was just the 7th flight of the shuttle program. Ride left NASA in 1987. She went on to teach and write books that encourage children, especially girls, to study science. Sally Ride died last summer of pancreatic cancer. President Obama announced last month she would receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor for a civilian. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Granger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to Geico. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. Well, that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, stocks making gains to start the new work week. The Dow up 110 points yesterday to 15,180. NASDAQ picked up 29, S&P with a gain of 12 points. There's a new USA Today Pew Research Center poll out that shows most Americans feel Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, should face prosecution for his leak of top secret documents detailing the government's secret surveillance program. About 53% of those surveyed think such programs help prevent terrorist attacks on the U.S. And finally, we take you back to the Miss USA pageant in Las Vegas from this past Sunday night. Miss Connecticut was crowned Miss USA, Erin Brady her name, but much of the post-pageant attention has been on Miss Utah, Marissa Powell. Chances are you've already seen or heard this. Here's Miss Utah answering a question on stage. The subject dealt with income inequality.
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to figure out how to create jobs.
Why don't we skip ahead?
And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better.
Needless to say, her trouble in making sense with that response has gone viral. Marissa Powell has become a web sensation. But let's be fair. Her shaky answer is nowhere near as cringeworthy as the one we got from Miss South Carolina back in 2007 at that year's Miss Teen USA pageant. She was asked a question about why so many Americans have trouble with the subject of geography. Remember this?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and...
Yikes, that's quite enough. Here's hoping both of these young women can leave these verbal stumbles behind and enjoy much success, continuing to strive to everywhere such as create education better. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.